Aircheckdownloads.com.
Fabulous record, Diana Ross, current single on EMI, that is Mr. Lee, 9:15. As I said before, thanks for all the cards and calls saying happy birthday. A brilliant one here. Huge thing with silver wrapping on the front. Happy birthday, Kia, the door on the front. Oh, hang on, no one's done this for a while. Well, how did it go, that Jimmy Young thing? How did he went 21 today or something? No, it doesn't work. It rang when he did it. It went... No, what did he... Oh, he did... Oh, the lamp, was it? Yeah. 21 today. Thank you very much. I feel like Jimmy Young, if you see what I mean. And this card, as I was saying, is from some of Radio 1's biggest supporters. It says, everybody at Radio 1, Johnny Beerling. How come he's got another mention? And all the DJs, thank you for 21 years of wonderful music. Keep it up. Sorry, Peter Powell left last Sunday. It says in brackets, love Sue, Dave, Timothy, Catherine and Chrissy, the Breer family, Little Jib Farm, near Lothersdale in North Yorkshire. Thank you, Breer family.
Nice.
You're all nice people. Here's the next winner. We're doing one every half hour from our top 100. Draw out a card just a second ago. Miss S. Keane from the Bridge of Allen in Stirlingshire. And Miss S. Keane's personal choices. At number three were the Beatles. I saw her standing there. Wet, Wet, Wet with a Little Help from My Friends at number two. And Heart and Alone was her all-time favourite. The countdown starts at 9:30 with Simon Bates.
Hi, this is Dancin' Don. Starting Monday, October 3rd, there's a whole new concept to Late Night Radio 1. Monday through Thursday, it's Nikki Campbell, 10:30 to 12:30.
Nikki Campbell. More music.
9:20, Beat Surrender and the Jam from 1982, the interesting mix version. Very good. Breakfast show voice number five.
I got caught yesterday reading a paper which had an exclusive story in it about what the Princess of Wales does with her old clothes. Apparently she uses them once.
And then she's passing along to Sarah Ferguson, and they had a picture of Sarah Ferguson
wearing one of the Princess of Wales outfits, which I think is a great economical way to work. If you're only going to wear something once or use something once, pass it on. So I rang around a few mates at the weekend, and I said, anybody got anything that I can have? Bob Geldof is sending me a packet of razor blades. Extremely sharp, very clean, unused razor blades. And I even managed to get through to the Soviet Union at the weekend, and President Gorbachev has promised to send me his A to Z of Kiev.
And we can tell you that Mike and Sarah are doing very, very well, getting better by the day. Thank you very much.
Simon Mayo, good morning, Radio 1.
I heard an interesting version of this a couple of days ago from an American radio station. It was a tape that the controller of this network, who gets another mention, gave me, and he said, this is really good, you'll like this.
Be happy.
Shall I tell him what the song was called?
Put a smile on your face.
No?
Why not? Don't bring everybody down like this.
The controller get... Don't worry, life's...
Don't worry.
Oh, so, no, I can't say it, can
I? It soon pass.
I like being breakfast show voice number six, you see, that's the trouble.
News from Radio 1.
9:25, go.
A11, London, traffic at a near standstill on the Bow flyover in East London. And that concludes my travel today.
It was just so maddening for everybody to spend all that money and effort, including the RAF, because, you know, sending jets up costs a lot of money.
Yes.
And my view was from the inside of a NATO paper bag. Which is just a little disappointing, really.
Be a safe driver.
The whole concept of going hurt took on a new meaning, actually, just about. Darling Buds and Burst, 21 today, along with us, is a lady called Joy Higgins of Cheltenham, who's getting engaged to Steve Adcock. Have a great day. Lynn Grattan from Northampton is also celebrating. Phil Willis from Exeter, Bev Breward from Macclesfield, and Sarah Lodge from Great Yarmouth are all 21 today. Have a brilliant time. Celebrate with us. The top 100 is coming up next. He's one of the early oldies.
Imagine.
As played on the original Breakfast Show, day one in 67. Cliff Richard. And The Day I Met Marie. Stand by for your top 100 records coming up across the day, starting with Simon Bates in just a couple of minutes' time. You're listening to Radio 1 FM.
Radio 1. It's Sybil Roscoe.
The two British competitors who failed preliminary drugs tests at the Seoul Olympics.
Aircheckdownloads.com.